Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 10/9/2018, wherever, whenever you may be connecting with us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place, and believe me, you're in the right place if you want an exciting, a thought-provoking, charismatic guest. Not only we got one, we got two. In fact, sisters from North Carolina, Diamond and Silk, right at the top of the show. We got Neil Slate coming later, talk about brain power and some tricks about that. So we're excited about him in the second hour. But right now, we're very happy to welcome the cultural sensation. They're bigger than the internet now. The cultural sensation, who are Diamond and Silk. Welcome to the Power Hour, ladies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Now, we have you have a movie coming out, and we'll talk about that momentarily. The first question I want to ask, you know, it's been a couple of years, maybe a little more, that you've been in the public consciousness. You've really made a mark, I believe. You guys are more popular than peanut butter and jelly, practically. How did this happen? And, you know, where did you guys start, and how did you get to be who you are today?
Oh, my God. Well, okay, so back in 2014, the end of 2014, we started a YouTube channel and called The Viewer's View. We only had like 10 people on the channel, and we were just talking about just bias that we didn't like or things that we didn't like. And the reason why we gravitated to YouTube, because YouTube let you curse.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our little channel. And then came along 2015. It was June. Donald Trump was announcing he was running for president. I, Diamond, was watching it on television. I called my sister. I said, girl, I said, cut on your TV. I know it's on your TV. I said, cut on your TV. Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped what she was doing, and she did that. And then she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States.
That's right.
So we didn't think anything else of it. But we noticed how the mainstream media started throwing him under the bus, disparaging him, calling him demeaning names. We didn't like it, so we started talking out against what they were saying. We just didn't know that all of these people were going to hear it.
Right.
And it just snowballed from there.
You said mainstream media. I'm going to ask you, I think you've been a part of this, but I'm going to ask you something pointed about that. They say mainstream media. I don't think the mainstream media that we've called traditionally, I don't think it's mainstream anymore. I don't think it's even connected to Main Street. I think something is separated, and independent media and voices like you are mainstream now, and they're not. What's your feeling?
Wow. I didn't even think of it like that. So we call it the left-wing media. We call it that.
Which is
absolutely right.
I call it corporate.
People are getting turned off by the shenanigans that's going on. How it's supposed to be free press, but it's control press. They're trying to control the narrative. And people are turned off by it. And that's why you have, like, platforms, like the social media platforms, trying to silence conservative voices, because people are gravitating to that because they would love to hear the truth instead of somebody sugarcoating stuff, because too much sugar makes you sick.
That's right.
You two crack me up. It is a real pleasure to have you on. I really want you to know. I want to ask you before, you know, in the past, what has been your political background? Where did you come from? Were you Democrats? Were you Republicans? Were you on the fence? Were you independent? What were you?
We were lifelong Democrats.
Right.
And we found that just because you're black, it didn't mean you have to vote Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did, we got off of what we called that Democratic plantation. And we switched our party to Republican to vote for Donald J. Trump. That's just how it was. We loved everything that he was talking about. He said, I want to secure the border. And the first thing that we thought, don't you secure your house?
Don't you?
Ain't the White House secure?
Ain't
then America's
yeah.
house should be secure.
That's right.
I want to bring back jobs. Remember, Obama told us these jobs wasn't coming back.
That's what he
said. What he did, he gave you a few food stamps and a little Obama phone, pat you on the head and told you to have a Coke and a smile and a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He didn't work for us, the average American people. He worked for Hollywood. See, they didn't want to pump money into his campaign. He had to pay those people back. So he was like the puppet, and they was the puppet master pulling his string.
Right.
So now you have a businessman who's not a career politician, who's prosperous, coming along and saying, you know what? I'm going to make America great again. We gravitated to it. We loved it. And you can say we invented that Trump train, baby, because, hey, we wanted everybody to jump on this train, because we knew that if he got it, our country. And this is why the left-wing media keeps smearing him. They smear him because they fear him.
Mm. Well, that's powerful. They fear him because they smear him.
Oh.
Let's talk about your movie you have coming about. Not only you went from YouTube with 10 people, you two cussing in your basement or whatever and yelling at each other or whatever you were doing, eating with your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You've outgrown that, ladies, let me tell you. And now you got a movie
yeah.
coming out.
Yeah.
And the website, for ladies and gentlemen, is dummycratsthemovie.com. Dummycratsthemovie.com. Dummycrats take off on Democrats. Why don't you explain that real quick? Explain the movie. What are we
doing? Well, you know that the president is draining the swamp.
Uh-huh.
And what we're doing is exposing the swamp and exposing the hypocrisy. You know, we have a problem with people running around in our country talking about you got to impeach 45, impeach 45. So we go in her district and we see that people are living in tents. People are homeless and people are not thriving in her district. Yet she don't even stay in her district. She stay in a $4.3 million mansion on a $174,000 salary that our tax dollars pay her. And here is the deal. We are going to be exposing them. Us as the American people, we have every right to criticize you, what you do, what you don't do. You work for we the people. And if you can't work for us, it's time for us to vote. That's just how it is.
I cannot help but be something inside me when I hear you ladies. I think that's more than anything. Of course you're beautiful. Of course you're charismatic. Of course you're colorful. Whatever. And you're Southern. I mean, that's another plus for you. I grew up in the South. But your passion, your truth, your whatever you call it, I can't help but be moved by what you're saying. We the people, we've seen, certainly in America, around the Trump election, we've seen a raising up of the will of the people. We've seen it also worldwide. Have you know what's going on all over the world right now?
Listen, what's going on? People are ready to come up. People are tired of leaders that want to keep the people beneath them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back. Back in the day, the Democrats, what did they push? They pushed the Jim Crow days to suppress and oppress people. Today, they're trying to push socialism to oppress and suppress people. People are tired of that. And so what you're seeing around the world is people are taking notice. They're looking at this businessman that done came in, that done changed the game, went toe-to-toe against the status quo. They like that. People do better when they're thriving. People do better when they have economic opportunity. People do better when they have a good job, where they can feed their families. The man do better when he can go out and he can find him a job, when he can feed and take care of his family.
Yeah.
And he won't leave the family structure. So people are waking up. Not only are they awoke, they are paying attention to what they're doing, and they're liking what they see. And that's why you see Hollywood and all of the left-leaning liberals, the ones that's falling over the cliff. Honey, that's exactly why you're seeing them pouting in the streets, crying and acting crazy. Because they want it like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're going to go back to those days. I don't think the American people are going to allow it.
It's pretty interesting dynamic. Your name, Dummycrats. I have been researching the Democratic Party. You brought up some of the things, the Jim Crow, the what have you connection, even to the socialist connection are very disturbing. The head of the DNC said that the socialists up in New York, Ocasio-Cortez, that she's now the future of the Democratic Party. We're seeing, they throw the word divisive, that, oh, don't be divisive. Well, divisive to them is anything that doesn't go along with their plan, and they seem to be, they want to run us right into some kind of socialist hellhole here.
Oh,
I mean, are you
exactly
seeing the same thing I am?
Do. Listen, it's the same script, different cast. They did it back in those days to intimidate, manipulate in order to dominate, and they're trying to do the same thing today. Look at what just happened to Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what just happened. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. People saw where they were trying to make a man guilty, and that's not how our Constitution works. It's supposed to protect us. You are innocent in this country until proven guilty. Look at the things that they're doing, the trajectory that they're trying to take this country on. Look at it. They want to resist so that America could no longer exist the way we know it. And this is exactly why you're going to have to get out during these midterm elections, and you're going to have to vote. You're going to have to vote right, vote red, vote Republican.
Exactly.
I wouldn't vote for another Democrat. For what? Because today is Kavanaugh. Tomorrow it could be your father, your husband,
that's right. So make sure you vote right so you won't get left.
That's right.
Well, I love your catchy sayings. They need to not rewrite the Constitution. They need to reread it.
They need to reread it. That's right, baby. Yeah. That Constitution protects Americans and America. But they want to go against that. And you stood up and you tried to make a man guilty with an impeccable record by using some salacious
allegations.
Because allegations, accusations without accurate information is merely speculation. And they went off there to try to destroy a man's character. And let me tell you one thing. When you take the Me Too movement and you politicize that, and then you use that as a weapon to weaponize that against somebody, oh, that's character assassination. Do you want today is Kavanaugh, tomorrow it could be you. That's why you have to go vote red. That's why you have to go vote Republican. And then before you do that, make sure you go see our movie, DummyCrashTheMovie.com, October the 15th, so you can have a little laughter, because, baby, we win it, and I love it.
You got my blood is moving. I mean, ladies, I'm ready to go through a wall with you two. Let's. I mean, where are we going? Where's the war? Let's go.
Let me tell you something. Can I just say this here? When you fight, you fight, but you don't fight with your fists. You fight them with facts, baby. You give it right back to them. I am so proud of the Republican Party today, because we've been Republican since 2015, and I'm like, why do they always fold? The one thing that I do commend about the Democrat Party, at least they stick together. Republicans fold, but this I saw Republican after Republican sticking together, and we won. Kavanaugh has been confirmed, and now he is the Supreme Court Justice. I love it.
We got about 15 seconds before the break. DummyCratsTheMovie.com. It's going to be a release all over America, certain select theaters. You can check that out at the website. Then you can get the movie. We'll be back. We have one more segment with Diamond and Silk. Wow. The cultural sensation that they are. You're listening to The Power Hour at thepowerhour.com. You can check out the news. Ladies and gentlemen, what a guest. What a passion. I love it. This is what we need. This is what moves people. This is what moves us back to where we really want. Isn't that what you want? Aren't these the ladies you want speaking for you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, passion moves, emotion moves, being convicted. It is a time of conviction, because right now the war is not, with guns, with axes, nothing like that. It's about conviction. What are you convicted about? And everything that you hold dear, America, is all being challenged. And unfortunately, the Republican Party certainly has had its faults in the past, and the president, certainly. But the Democratic Party has gone in such a way that it threatens everything that this country stands for. DummyCratsTheMovie.com is the website. Diamond and Silk, the stars of it, put this together. I think it's fantastic to talk about the hypocrisy and what really the plan that this party has in America. Ladies and gentlemen, Diamond and Silk, what's the most important thing that we're staring at right now?
What we're looking at is somebody trying to destroy our country.
Mm-hmm.
Left-leaning liberals that don't want our country as we know it. They're trying to change the trajectory of it. And that's why it's so important, you all. Don't just stay woke, but pay attention. Go to the polls. Make sure you vote right, vote red, vote Republican.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm noticing Antifa rearing their head more and more. It's like they're like 4-year-olds. They've lost this whole Kavanaugh debate, and then it's like they're pouting and they want to turn to violence. That's what it looks like to me.
What do you make
of these Antifa thugs?
Listen, you have to understand, back in the day, they wore white sheets over their heads.
That's
today,
right.
They wear black masks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's disincrack.
From the Democrat Party.
All from the Democrat Party. This is what they do. They intimidate, manipulate in order to dominate. It's what they do. And they should be deemed a terrorist organization. They should be, because why are you reaping havoc on people that's not messing with you, that's not bothering you? You're stopping traffic. Just think about the things that they're doing. For what? And they try to act like a mob. You don't get to rule people. We have First Amendment rights in this country. Our rights is the freedom of speech. You don't get to shut down people's freedom of speech. You don't get to shut down or discriminate against people based on the color of their politics. You don't get to do that in this country. And for so long, we've allowed it, and Republicans just fold and go into a corner. Absolutely not. They should be deemed a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, it's the most important thing this country has ever produced. We have seen corporate interests like YouTube that have been highly censored or highly censoring Americans. You guys have suffered that. We have here. What do you make of these corporate interests now that are coming against conservative voices? America, I mean, these are traditional American voices. All the corporations seem to be against this now. We got about 2 minutes.
Well, you know what? It's so sad that they are walking around acting as if they are the arbitrator of truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. And they're precipitous, vacuous, vindictive bias against conservative voices is dangerous. And here's why. Because you have all of these social media platforms gaining up together,
mm-hmm.
joining hands and banding against conservative voices and trying to shut them out, trying to shut them down. You know, now what you're going to create is tyranny and dictatorship when you do that. Now, I am not for big government, but in this instance, I feel like the government should step in and break this monopoly up.
That's right.
This is a monopoly, and they have the power and the capability of ruling and controlling the whole world. Not just the United States, but the whole world. That is got to be shut down. You're going to have to break this here up because they're biased.
And they know that our president, he won this by we the people through social media, by tweeting at us, letting us know what's going on in this country. And they know that, and that's why they're trying to shut conservative voices down.
Mm-hmm. So you see, back in the day, they used to discriminate against you based on the color of your skin.
That's right.
But today, they are discriminating against you based on the color of your politics.
Mm-hmm.
So we call this the new Jim Crow days. But I want everybody to see it,
ooh,
because today is conservative. Tomorrow, it could be your party or how you believe.
So really,
that's why you have to shut it down.
Yeah, so really, it's a political lynching. Instead of lynching with nooses, they're lynching with algorithms,
mm-hmm.
to suppress your voice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ladies, you two are, you're just brilliant. I mean, you come off as, you know, it's a little bit of a showman, and you're charismatic. You two are brilliant. I just, my hat's off to you. Now, your premiere is October 15th, Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You don't know how powerful those little sayings you are and how you take complicated things and make them, bring them down to the level of the people. It's
because
amazing.
It is
now,
simple. What? It's so simple. People make it complicated.
Yeah.
These career politicians have made everything complicated. And the president, who happens to be a businessman, came in and made everything simple. It's all simple, you all.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we are Americans. This is the United States.
I got to ask you one thing. October 15th, that's your premiere, DemocratsTheMovie.com, DemocratsTheMovie.com. We got 10 seconds. What are you going to wear to the premiere? That's what I really want to know.
You said, what are we wearing to the premiere?
We're going to be clean.
Yeah.
We're going to be pretty.
We're going to be sharp.
Oh, yeah. So get your tickets at DemocratsTheMovie.com, premiere October 15th, DemocratsTheMovie.com.
That's right.
Hey, God bless you, too.